Hello there, I'm Miranda Gretton, and this is Take a Moment with NCHC, the show where we talk to you and your colleagues about experiences that affect you. Listen on your drive between patients or in your downtime, whenever you get the chance to take a moment.
So my name is Ella. I'm a registered learning disabilities nurse within the Trust, and I work at a place called Mill Lodge, which is in Taverham in Norfolk, and we're an adult learning disability respite service. We specialise in supporting people with LD, but with complex health needs. So they have nursing needs. That's why they come to us for respite.
Talk to me about that word respite. What does that mean? So they stay over in the facility?
Sometimes they go off to their daycare centres during the day, or they stay with us the whole time and they stay overnight. And it gives people a break from being at home, because, you know, not everyone wants to be at home all the time. And also it's important for families and carers to have that respite, essentially. We have three young people in at a time, and there's no age restrictions. We're adult learning disability respite services, so it's 18 and over. And we do have another unit, which is children's services, which is called Squirrels. But yeah, so they come to us for a break, really. And we try and sort of cater to everyone's individual needs, but also because it's within the Trust, so it's a healthcare service, yeah, they have nursing needs. I started in January and I only qualified last summer, but, you know, have known people with learning disabilities and worked in that sort of sector, if you like, for a long time.
So tell me a bit about your role then. What do you do kind of on a daily basis?
So it really, really depends on which individuals we're caring for at the time. I mean, every day is totally different and everyone is totally different. You know, everyone comes with their own unique set of needs and requirements, like we all do. But it really, our job really depends on getting to know people and getting to know their individual likes and dislikes and just spending time with people, really. That's one thing I've found, you know, as a new nurse coming into the environment, you have to build that rapport and that trust with people first and foremost. And that really does take time, like building any other relationship. You know, you can't just expect to go in and you're going to be sort of responded to well straight away and things. People have to trust you. And most of our guys have communication difficulties as well, or alternate ways of communicating. And you have to learn what they are for each individual and how to respond to those. So it really, every day is different. That's kind of why I love it.
So what drew you to the role in the first place then? Was it, you mentioned you know people with learning disabilities. Was it that you wanted to start working because of those people?
I grew up with a close family member who has learning disabilities. So it's always been our life. When I was younger, I went off to art uni and I thought, you know, I was going to paint pictures and earn loads of money and, you know, all these dreams you have when you're younger. But in my first year of art uni, I started working with a young individual who was the same age as me, who had complex learning disabilities. And it really changed my perspective on what I wanted to do in life. So I worked part-time alongside my art studies and actually found I was better at the care work than I was at the art thing that I was doing. Really surprised myself. And that young person went to a daycare centre where I also ended up getting a job. So got to meet loads of other people with learning disabilities, and it just all went from there. And then one day I was in hospital with this person who I cared for because they were poorly, and the nurses coming in and out. I just thought, oh, I wonder if I could do that. And then I just applied and I saw there was a learning disabilities nursing course, and I thought that is perfect for me. And then ended up as a registered LD nurse. I was speaking to my manager the other day, and she said, I really do think you just end up where you're supposed to be. As a student, I had placements, you know, on adult wards. And actually working with people with learning disabilities was my comfort zone. And working with people without learning disabilities, I felt a bit daunted by. As LD nurses, we are a rare breed. I always say that. We're like gold dust, you know. There's not many of us about, which I don't think I'll ever understand, because I can't think of a more niche career to get into. I know I'm biased, but we really are such specialists in what we do. And I really see the value in that and the importance.
It must just be so rewarding when you do make that connection with someone. You know, you do break down that communication barrier, and you have listened and you have understood, and you are able to build that rapport. What does that feel like, that moment that you get through to somebody and you've made that relationship, that connection?
It is really rewarding. And I mean, for me, that is the majority of what my job is about. It is harder to build those relationships with people because a lot of people with learning disabilities do have complex extra needs. It is much harder to do. So yeah, it is rewarding. A lot of people say that to me. It does really just take time. And I think part of it as well, because if you're supporting someone with LD, they most likely have close family members or carers that also, you know, come as a part of that. And building that rapport with them is just as important, because they are the ones that know absolutely everything about that individual, and you rely on, you know, the information that they share with you. And I think that's a privilege to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I suppose especially if they are leaving the person with you in your care to go and have that well-earned, well-deserved rest, you know, which we know that they need to be able to recharge to come back and care for their loved one. You know, they need to hand over to you. They need to trust that their loved one will be safe in your care. But also you need to have got all the, like you say, all the information from them to be able to provide that care. So yeah, it's that balance, isn't it? Getting that relationship with the individual, but also with their support network.
Yeah, definitely. That trust is such a big thing. I don't think you can do it without that trust.
What happens when you don't get a connection? Let's say you get a new individual into the centre and you just can't seem to find that connection. What happens then?
I think you just have to keep working at it. And, you know, I think when you spend time with people with learning disabilities, they teach you to be patient and open-minded. You know, that's my experience. And it is just giving people time, I think, and letting them respond to you and you spending time getting to know them. And also they have to get to know you and your individual ways as well. You have to, when you support people with LD, you have to work together as a team. It's not one-sided at all. That's how I view it anyway. But if I was having real difficulties, I would speak to someone close to that person and ask for their advice, because I always think it's better to be open and honest. And sometimes it might just be the smallest thing, like you're not responding to them in a way that they understand, and you haven't quite got that communication just right between the two of you. There's so many aspects to it. I don't think you can ever know it all, because people change and their needs change and you come across different individuals, and you know, people surprise you all the time. If that person can't verbally communicate to you or give you much indication of how they're feeling or what they want, you have to learn to interpret how other people are presenting. And I find, after working with people with learning disabilities for however many years, I think it's 6 years now, that then just becomes second nature.
What do you enjoy the most about working with people with learning disabilities?
I could not imagine doing anything else. It's when you work with people with learning disabilities, you get so much back. They teach you how to be patient and how to be open-minded. They also, this is just my opinion, my experiences, teach you to be yourself and be okay with that. Teach you not to judge others for how they look or what they do or what they say. And also it's a reminder that not everyone is as privileged as other people, and sometimes it's a good thing to try and put yourself in other people's shoes. I would encourage anyone to, you know, if they're unsure maybe what route they want to go down, or maybe they're not happy in a certain job, I really, really would encourage people to do that, because it will just open you up to a whole different world and a whole different perspective on things. A lot of people at work, they've been through a lot in their lives. When you listen to their parents and their carers' stories, they've been through things that a lot of families are lucky enough not to ever have been through. And then you look at that person and you think, you're still carrying on and you have all of this strength, and you just brave through each day. And I find that really admirable. And I think if I could even take a piece of that and implement that into my life and, you know, be encouraged by their strength, I just think it's quite inspirational to see the things that they've been through and the fact they still carry on and, you know, are happy and smiling at times. I just think there's a lot to learn from that.
To be a carer or a parent and to feel like you've got somewhere you can take your loved one, that you can trust those people, and then you can have a break and recharge your batteries. That's just so important, isn't it? In a way, that's how you're helping everybody, you know, not just the individual who comes to you. The reach is so much further than just that person, isn't it?
I hope so. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said that we got it right all the time, because sometimes we don't, and curveballs get thrown in and things happen. But it really, that really is what you're describing. That is our aim. And it's important as well for their parents to spend time with siblings who maybe don't have learning disabilities, who have grown up, you know, with their siblings' needs having to come first. I think that's really important. And also for parents to go out for the night and be together, and hopefully that rest that people get when we're spending time with their loved one, which is a privilege for us, hopefully, like you say, it gives people time to recharge their batteries, and then when their loved one comes home, they can carry on with their normal everyday life tasks and things and feel a little bit refreshed. And it's all about the overall quality of life of the whole family, because that individual, you know, 9 times out of 10 comes with a family who they rely on to care for them. So if that family is struggling, it's potentially going to affect that person's care. So yeah, the care that we provide does have a knock-on effect on other people. And actually, I mean, I didn't work there at the time, I wasn't even qualified, but having spoken to staff at Mill Lodge, when COVID first hit, Mill Lodge was actually shut and staff members were deployed to other areas within the trust. And I think the effect that that had on a lot of our families was really devastating at the time, because they lost their break, they lost their respite. A lot of daycare centres shut as well. Some of our guys, or most of our guys, go to daycare centres during the week. That shut. And I think all of those social aspects of those people's lives were lost. And obviously people with learning disabilities were deemed as, you know, some of the most vulnerable people in society at the time, which obviously was the reason for daycare centres shutting and respite shutting. But actually, the impact that that had for families, I think, was devastating at the time. And it changed people's routines. I know some people haven't been able to get back to the routines that they had before.
Because I imagine routine is one of the most important things in your job.
Yeah, and it, again, depends on the individual. But a lot of our guys, yeah, do depend on a solid routine. So they know what is happening and what to expect. The whole COVID situation was hard enough for any of us to comprehend, wasn't it? Like, looking back, all the lockdowns and things, it was just crazy. So if you've got a learning disability and you rely on a stable routine, and due to your LD, you maybe don't understand the whole situation, I'd go as far to say it was a bigger deal for people with learning disabilities, that change.
You've been working with people with LD for a while, but your career at the Trust is relatively recent. What have you found has been your biggest achievement so far since January?
Literally just getting to know the individuals and spending time with them. And over the past 6 months, watching my rapport and my relationships with them develop and improve, that is just an achievement for me. I couldn't ask for anything more than that, really. And the same with parents and carers. Watching people who I care for grow to trust me, really, I think. And that's still ongoing, obviously. It takes a long time, and we have, I think, I might be wrong, but we have currently 27 people who use our service, I think. That's a lot of people to get to know and build therapeutic and trustful rapport with. And so, yeah, it's definitely, definitely ongoing. And I think it will take time. But I definitely say that that is my biggest achievement.
Is there anything that you think the Trust could be doing to improve the learning disability service as a whole?
In our region, in terms of providing a respite service for people with ALD and complex health needs, Mill Lodge is the only place that I know of. There's really, really limited places for social workers and people in social services to refer people to for respite. We really, really need more services. I know that there's community ALD services within the Trust. My last placement as a student, I worked with the South Norfolk ALD community team, which is absolutely brilliant. But I think they were having an issue at the time with filling a staff nurse role. And again, at Mill Lodge, it's been difficult filling roles for staff nurses, specifically staff nurses who are trained in learning disabilities. I think as a Trust, it would be good to welcome other nurses who are trained in paediatrics, adult or mental health, and encourage them into learn disability environments, because everyone needs to learn. And actually, if you're a nurse, you should have those transferable skills anyway, you know, and you might find that you then love working with people with learn disability. So I think we could definitely open up job posts to suit any area of nursing and encourage people in. And by doing that, I think we'll further raise awareness of supporting people with learn disabilities. And I think as well, learn disability awareness training for all staff on a yearly basis, I think is really, really important. I might be wrong. I don't think that happens at the moment. And I know that since COVID, a lot of our training is on ESR and is online. I really think it'd be beneficial for other staff within the Trust to meet with people like me and my colleagues who can provide in-person training, where we can have informal chats about supporting people with learning disabilities and the importance of their health and the importance of them having equal healthcare rights and equal rights within society. I really feel strongly that that should be pushed. But again, that's just my opinion. I think in general, raising awareness of people with LD, you know, I think back to sort of my personal experiences of growing up. Obviously, I mentioned my family member has learning disabilities. So for us, that was what we were taught growing up. And I think that's a really important thing to teach people, that actually not everyone is exactly the same, and to be open-minded about that. But yeah, I don't think it would hurt anyone in society to learn more about what it is to have a learning disability and what that involves and how it affects people's lives. Working with people with learning disabilities, there are difficult times, you know, as for example, giving someone with learning disabilities their medication is not as simple as giving someone medication without learning disabilities. I've definitely had, you know, some small battles over meds before. And that's, you know, another part of the job where you learn patience and things. And yes, it takes longer to get to know people. Yes, you have to work harder to connect with people, and it's not just the one person you have to connect with, it's their whole family and their parents and carers. You have to communicate with day services and other, you know, care services that are involved in that person's life, social workers. But all of that work is totally worth it for what you get out of it, I think. And actually, it just makes your role and your job really diverse and is never ever boring. I definitely encourage people to seek out something that involves supporting people with LD, because I don't think anything compares.
Thank you for listening to Take a Moment with NCHC. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit the podcast intranet page to leave a comment and for details of our other episodes. You can also follow NCHC on all social media channels.